Well, as we continue our series of introducing you to the new assistant coaches in the Browns staff, today we're pleased to be joined by Scott Turner, who is the receivers coach for the Browns, and not only welcoming you to the show, but to Cleveland.
Thank you. Glad to be here.
Well, let's start with this, Scott. You're the son of North Turner, the offensive coordinator and quarterbacks coach of the Browns. And as much as I know you're carving out your own identity here, that is the place that I think a lot of people are going to just start because you share that last name and that family tie. And I know this is the first time the two of you, even though you've coached in the NFL previously and at the collegiate level, the first time the two of you have been on the same coaching staff. What's that all about in your mind?
It's exciting to me. I mean, it's exciting to be able to work with my father. You know, I've gone to his games growing up and then watched his games my entire life, and to be able to be on the same staff is great. You know, and of course, people are going to think of that. I'm trying to come up in this profession, and my dad's very established, been in it for a long time, and really, you know, we just want to we're working hard to try to, you know, have the Browns win. You know, we want to win as a team, so that's what we're getting into.
Does there come with this any sense of added pressure that you're working for your father on this offensive staff, that you always hear about fathers who coach their sons or daughters, depending on the sport, and want to and expect more from their own kid? Do you sense that that's possible, knowing your dad as you do?
There might be a little bit of that, but not so much. That's not something that I haven't given it much thought. I mean, you know, I put a lot of pressure on myself, you know, and my father, he puts a lot of pressure on himself, and he puts pressure on me as well as the other coaches on the offensive staff, because, you know, ultimately we want to be successful, we want to win, and
sure,
and we want to do it the right way, and that's, you know, that's kind of been instilled in me my entire life growing up, and, you know, but yeah, I mean, it's a high pressure business. I mean, you feel pressure really at wherever you've been, I think.
Right, and even though he never coached you in a team sport per se, you were a quarterback, right, back in at the high school
level. High school and college.
And college, and he would work with you individually because he, obviously, that's his forte is working with quarterbacks.
Right, yeah, he used to work with me. I mean, he'd go out when I was in high school. We'd go in the summers, and I'd get my buddies over receivers, and he'd coach all of us, you know, when he'd had some time off. And then when I would come back from college, when I would come back on, you know, spring break or – summer vacation, or if I had some time to come back, I would throw to some of the younger receivers, actually, on whatever team he was coaching for at the time, and he'd always coach me and have tips for me and tell me to speed up my feet and, you know, everything like that.
And how was that experience to be around this game? Your father spent 14 years as a head coach in this league, 30 plus years of coaching in general in the NFL. You're pretty much your whole life being around that, you and your siblings being around football and being around your dad. What was that experience like for you?
It was an unbelievable experience. I mean, we all really enjoyed it. I mean, it's really comes down to, you know, the relationships that you build with, you know, whether it's other coaches that my dad or some of these players that, you know, I'll still bump into and still talk to today just because they know my dad or they remember me when I was younger. And that's one of the best things about coaching, in my opinion, is, you know, obviously for the people in it, but then also the people that are indirectly involved with it, as for, like, the families.
Sure. And you become, because it's really an extended family, right? I mean, you're the whole football being what it is, and as long as I've been around it, coaches will bring, especially if they have sons who serve as ball boys or you know, getting water for a guy, whatever it might be, helping the training staff. I mean, they're around and part of the fiber of the team, and that's really been your existence.
There's no doubt about that. I mean, any team, you know, it becomes like a family type atmosphere. I mean, you spend so much time together, and then everyone's success is just so much hinged on every other person on the team. I mean, you become so close, and you know, it's a great thing about team sports, but especially the great thing about football.
You have a unique perspective of your dad, because as his son and as someone who has seen him in all his moments, not just the ones that, say, the public or the media gets to see on camera or whatever, what kind of – because the biggest thing he's going to bring to this team is that ability to make whoever is quarterback of the Browns a better quarterback, and that's the hope that everyone shares. He's worked with you specifically in that area. What makes him the great quarterback coach he's been, other than the accomplishments with guys like Troy Aikman and Phillip Rivers on his resume?
You know, he tries to get guys in situations where they can be successful, you know, and he tries to help them as not only as a coaching technique, but, I mean, he's going to help guys' techniques as far as speed up and, you know, body movements and everything like that. But he's going to, as an offensive coordinator, I mean, he's going to put those guys in the best situations for them personally, you know. And, you know, if a guy's not very good at something, he may not ask them to do that or not ask them to do it very much. Whereas, you know, he's gonna ask guy to do things that, you know, where he's gonna play to the strengths of his quarterback, which makes them really obviously more successful.
Can you give me an example of a flaw of something that his keen eye will pick up and that he can then zero in on with coaching from a mechanical standpoint?
I know the footwork's big for him. It's always been really big as far as just you know, speeding guys up. You know, guys, a lot of times guys want to be, you know, slow and more
deliberate.
Yeah. And where his, you know, you got to, you know, especially in this league, I mean, you got to get back there and you got to make a decision to get the ball out, you know, and that's always been his thing. And rightfully so. I mean, it's been instilled in me my whole life, both as, you know, when I was younger playing, but even now as more recently, as I've been coaching, it's important.
You see that. Yeah. That's something you instill and try to incorporate in your area of coaching.
Yeah, and there's no doubt. And as coaching receivers, I mean, that's where I've been. You know, you guys, you gotta run your route, and you gotta get out of that break because that ball's coming out. You know, and it all ties together.
Scott Turner, the receivers coach for the Browns, joining us here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Now, you spent the past two seasons with the Carolina Panthers. You were a quality control coach there on the offensive side, working with Rob Chudzinski, who was the offensive coordinator. So you established good ties with him, and I know you knew him even before that because he had coached with your dad in San Diego. But talk about that relationship that you formed with Rob and how that plays into your being here.
Well, you know, I was working very closely with Coach Chudzinski, you know, throughout our 2 years in Carolina. You know, with him being the offensive coordinator, you know, I was basically, you know, his right-hand man as far as game planning, putting the game plan sheets together, the, you know, defensive breakdowns, looking at, you know, I would see the defenses that we were going to play first, so I would try to give them kind of a pre-scouting report going into the week. And we just worked closely together and, you know, putting together all the game plan, the lists, and you know, we just – you spend that much time together and you get to know somebody after watching him – you know, I understood very, very quickly how great of a coach that he is.
And that job that you filled the last 2 years in Carolina, it's intricate video study. It's really right. It's seeing and breaking down the minutiae or whatever, the most detailed look that you can get of an opponent, because you need all that information is critical.
Yeah, you've got to get all that information because then you can sort it and then you can look at what guys do and what they do in certain situations and you know, with the, you know, the computers and everything like that, as far as being able to filter, you know, all the third downs or all the, you know, 2 minute right, or whatever the situation is. But yeah, and that was a small part of my job as far as, you know, getting that stuff done. But also just, you know, would always have different projects for me to do as far as
such as
studies. I mean, I was, you know, he put me in charge of trick plays and screens. So you know, that was something that I really got into as far as, you know, trying to find things that would work, things that other people in the league had done in past years, just trying to research it, and then also, you know, what fit against the teams we were playing those current weeks, or what fit to our personnel, you know. So, and we, you know, we had a couple that were successful, a couple that didn't work so well, but like anything else, you know, and that was a good thing. It was a responsibility that he put on me, and then, you know, I was in charge of putting the scouting report together every week and presenting it to the team, so I would do that, and that was on Wednesday morning. So,
right, and that was... How much of that, getting back to your father's influence on you, Scott, how much of learning how to study film or tape or whatever came from Dad? And did you spend time watching tape with him even before you knew your life was destined for football, or did you always know your life was destined for football?
Well, I just always knew I didn't want to do anything else. So,
okay.
So yes, I guess I always knew that. But
was there that youthful,
yeah,
that curiosity?
Yeah, we used to watch film when I was younger. I mean, more so when I started to get into high school. I mean, you know, I would sit in meetings, and then but not so much. We did it a lot more as when I came back from college. I'd be home for some time, and he would, you know, show me different stuff that they were doing, and we'd, you know, look at film, look at their practice tape, and then I got into coaching right after college, and then I would look as much as I could and try to soak up as much as I could just to try to further my knowledge.
And you coached receivers for 3 years at Pitt. Dave Wanstead, the head coach there. Of course, Dave Wanstead and your dad coached together in Dallas on those great Super Bowl Cowboy teams. And I know you had a relationship with Coach Wanstead going back to that. But what were those 3 years like coaching receivers at the collegiate level?
Well, I came into Pitt as an assistant, and then I got promoted to the receiver coach. And it was outstanding experience. I mean, just, you know, Coach Wanstead is a great guy. He was, did a great job coaching at Pitt, as well as the, you know, his two stops being a head coach in the NFL, the Bears and Dolphins. And, you know, just being around him and learning from him is another, you know, it was just a great example for me of, you know, someone to look up to in this profession. And then I coached with Matt Cavanaugh, and then Frank Signetti were the offensive coordinators there, and I learned a lot from both of them as far as just different, you know, schemes and different ways to attack defenses.
And you bring, of course, that knowledge base plus the 2 years you spent around the Panthers with the Panthers to this Browns team. This is going to be a young group of receivers, no matter what. I mean, generally speaking, yeah, I know there can be moves made to change that, but generally speaking, you're going to be working with some younger guys, a guy like a Josh Gordon, who is entering only his second year and came in with very limited experience. What is the coaching approach, you think, when you're dealing with players that young? Is it differing, as I say, from having a veteran group?
Yeah, Well, the first thing I want to say is I'm excited about the guys coming in here and the youth, and it's a young group, and I think that guys have some ability, you know, and it's hard. You can only tell so much off film, you know, and the approach that I'm going to have is I don't know if it would be much different. I mean, you got to coach them, because no matter if a guy's, you know, first, second year or their, you know, 10th year, these guys want to be coached. And I saw that firsthand in Carolina with a guy like Steve Smith. I mean, as far as just, you know, he wants to have a guy that is demanding on him, and that he's going to show him he's going to make him a better player every day. And that's what I'm going to do. I'm going to show these guys, the receivers, that, you know, I'm going to make you a better football player. And, you know, whether it's through film study, working technique drills on the field, you know, running routes with the quarterbacks, you know, whatever it is, you know, and that's my job. And they got to believe in me and trust in me, or else it's not going to work. And that's regardless of, you know, at what point in their career they're in.
Sure. Well, Scott, tremendous. We appreciate you taking the time. Certainly, we look forward to talking with you again down the line.
Okay, I appreciate it. Thank you.
He is Scott Turner, the receivers coach for the Browns, joining us here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. We've got much more coming up on ESPN 850 WKNR.